Hey guys, welcome to another quick podcast. This is a series of podcasts I'm making for intermediates, and today's episode is on Winter Day Game. Some very quick upsells before we begin. You can find all the info for my books, my Patreon, and coaching on my website, that's thomascrownpua.com. My books include my first year of day game memoir, my texting guide, intermediate textbook, and a book of my best blog posts. On my Patreon, you'll find my infields, analysis of those, and exclusive Q&As and content. And right now we're doing texting and date analysis. And you can find all the information about coaching, that's by call or in infield. Again, that's on thomascrownpua.com. You can also follow me on X at Crown Day Game. The last thing is, if you think you have a topic or a question that would be good for this series, then send me a DM on X or using the contact form on my website. Okay, let's dive in. So today's episode is Winter Day Game, or to hibernate or not to hibernate. So mainly going to go through the pros and the cons of whether or not to do this. But before we really get into it, we do have to say, look, there are no morals to this question. If you decide to hibernate during winter, that's up to you. If you decide to carry on during winter, that's also up to you. The only people who I would say this is not a question for are those guys who are still in the first 18 months or who are about to go through their first winter of day game. So, you know, if you started in the spring, in April, you're going to go all the way up to December, keep on going, and then all the way through 2024, and then you can choose whether or not to take a break in the winter between 24 and 25. But for everyone else, it's a decision to make. So, you know, what can we say about taking a little break? Hibernation, it's normally going to be January and February off, but to be honest, it's also probably going to include a lot of December. I mean, you're going to be on, you're going to be going for your Christmas break, seeing family, seeing maybe friends from home, university, things like that. For me, I mean, I normally try and take, in the past, I've tried to take January and February off, like no approaching at all. And also in December, it's one of those things where, you know, you stop going out on, say, Mondays and Tuesdays. On Wednesdays, you do a little session. Thursdays and Fridays, you're out a bit, but you don't approach too much. So you see how it's like how the amount of approaching you do decreases over time. But the really good thing, though, I found about taking these little hibernations, when I've done them in the past, is that, of course, it's a really good rest. It's a reset for your brain and your hormones. So when you come back to day game, I always like to tell myself on the 1st of March, that's when I would come back. And whenever I came back, I was really excited. I was like, yeah, I really feel like approaching again and getting stuck in. That's a really nice feeling to have. And also, it's good to see just how far you've come. If you day game all the time continuously, you never really get a chance to step back and then come back into it. Because what you'll do is you'll come back into it and you'll realize, oh, okay, things are going better, or they're easier, or I'm doing better, doing well with the same goals that I was approaching before, or maybe getting traction with hotter girls. So it's a good opportunity to find out how far you've come. Now, into the, you know, what other kind of areas does a hibernation benefit? It lets you have a little bit more time, you know, time off day game. You can focus on other areas of your life. You know, you can go to the gym more often, or you can spend more time making food. You can focus on other hobbies. One thing it will hopefully do is you'll probably save a bit of money, because, you know, if you're not going on a new date every week, then, you know, you're saving money on the drinks. And it might not be a lot, but it might add up over time. I guess it depends what kind of dates you like to go on. One of those that I would focus on if I was doing this hibernation is I definitely do more and longer workouts, because what that lets you do, or maybe even as well throw some more cardio in, because you're going to be skipping the walking that you would have done in your day game. But a bit more working out, you could set aside this time to, you know, do like a very lean bulk or something, or really dial in your training and see what you want to improve. Spend those 2 to 3 months being like, okay, I really want to focus on this particular part of my body. Or else, if you're doing a hobby, you know, really digging into something. Just going into that point about how much a little bit of cardio you might want to do extra. So some quick maths here. You know, when you're doing day game, if you're doing something like 2 to 3 hour sessions 3 times a week, you know, you're going to be, here's the maths based on the calories. So a 155 pound or 70 kilo person will burn 100 calories walking 1 mile. And of course, you'll need to scale that up or down depending on how much you weigh. But let's say you're doing 2 to 3 hour sessions or three times a week. So you might walk, I don't know, let's say minimal 6 miles. And you might burn 600 calories on that session three times a week. That's 1800 calories that you're foregoing burning every week. And doesn't sound like very much, but you know, that's a pound of fat every 2 weeks, or that's like half a kilo of fat every 2 weeks if there's 3500 calories in every pound of fat. So have that in mind. You know, you might want to make sure you're doing a little bit more cardio if you are going to take this hibernation. So what is the decision you're going to make? You know, should I keep on day gaming or not? And that's just because day game, you know, has in winter, it has its trade-offs. It's not really that nice to be walking around in the cold and the wind, or dodging the rain, having to carry your umbrella with you. You know, it's quite easy to see girls rushing around more, so you literally have less girls to approach. You feel like, oh, they're actually in an approachable mood. You know, girls are wearing more clothes, you know, so you kind of get turned on a bit less. Other things like, you know, it gets darker in some areas. Like, I know that Oxford Street and Regent Street is still, for example, is still going to be lit up, but in my opinion, they're not the best parts of London for day game. So let's say areas in, say, Bloomsbury or towards Holborn. I love those areas, but they're a little bit dark during the winter. And so then you have to have other considerations going in. You'll probably need to approach from further away. Or if you're trying to look out for IOIs, it's just harder to look for them. Another thing is, you know, because it's colder, you're going to have to dress warmer. You're going to have to forego that kind of looking cool element. One thing I do recommend, though, is like, don't skimp on the warm clothes. Recently, when it was like 5 degrees in London and I want to go out for a walk, I would have sort of like gym leggings under my jeans. I'd have a thermal long sleeve, and then I had a t-shirt and a cardigan and my jacket, like an overcoat on top of it, a scarf as well. If it was even colder, I could put a hat on. You're much better off being comfortable, because if you do go into those sets, if you do find the girls you want to approach while it's cold, you'd be better off not shivering or being uncomfortable during those sets. Other things to take into account in terms of winter day game is there's just more boyfriends, you know, winter boyfriends. It's really stark, the difference. If you take a day game trip in spring versus in the autumn when it's starting to get cold, the number of boyfriend objections will skyrocket. Just try it out for yourself. But during the winter, girls, you know, they want to have someone. They don't want to feel lonely. Who wants to feel lonely at Christmas? And speaking of Christmas, another trade-off you'll find, or another bad thing about winter, is that it's just Christmas parties everywhere. So if you do get some dates, then if it's before that Christmas time, they're going to be so rammed, it's hard to find good date venues. Or else you might be day gaming in January, where a lot of girls in London, not a lot, like a majority, but quite a few, will do dry January. So then you'll have the issue of like, okay, you've got to take them for a mocktail. And I'm definitely not saying you should get girls drunk, but we do know that alcohol lowers inhibitions, and that alcohol is a key point of human interaction. So there you go. There's another thing to take into account in terms of day gaming in winter. However, what about the girls who you do approach? You know, the single girls during winter, conversely, might be a little bit easier. Because, you know, like I was saying, no girl wants to be lonely at Christmas, or she might have already gone through Christmas and felt like, oh, that sucked, not having a boyfriend, or just not being with someone. I'm not saying that you have to do a bait and switch and present yourself as a boyfriend to get these girls, but, you know, they want to feel like they have something going. So not only wants to be lonely over Christmas, but also why it may be the memory of the experience of being lonely over Christmas will make girls even hungrier for someone to meet someone during January and February. The other upside of approaching a girl during the winter is there's just less competition from other day gamers. Like, it's debatable that there's less competition overall, because people are still on apps, you know, nightclubs and bars and things like that are still warm. But I'd say, or my guess is, that overall definitely less day gamers and probably less competition overall. Another thing you can take into account is that the signals are way stronger in winter than in summer. You know, if you see a girl in summer wearing shorts showing her legs off, then, or a skirt showing her legs off, you're like, well, that's just because it's warm. Whereas if you see a girl in winter with a skirt on showing her legs off, well, that really says something. It means she's really trying to draw a certain amount of attention to themselves. So, you know, those are just some of the arguments for or against. Like I said, this isn't a moral question. Just do whatever you like to do. But I understand as well, like for some guys, this just isn't a choice. I pretty much for nearly all of my time doing day game, I've had a girlfriend. So I've never had that kind of sexless period. Whereas I could imagine if a guy didn't have a girlfriend, or more likely, you'd be like, didn't have a regular seeing someone casually, you know, that would make him into like a vol cell for a few months, which I'm assuming most guys wouldn't like to do. So, you know, for some people, it's not really even a choice for them. For me, I used to stringently do a hibernation. I really liked it and I'd normally take sort of officially, I would definitely take January and February off, but I would normally, like I was saying earlier, take off a lot of December as well. Because what would happen is I just start being lazy and approaching, you know, in my old 9-to-5, it was way easier to do this hibernation because you'd be in the office between, for me, it would have been about 8:30/9 till 6 in the evening, late afternoon. I would get a lot of walking done. I'd go to the gym while I was at work. So everything was kind of self-contained in those Monday to Friday. I didn't need to think to myself, oh, I need to leave the house to go out and get steps so I can exercise. So now I have this dilemma of I want to do the hibernation, but it's really hard to do one if you're not working a 9-to-5. So the way I've tried to square the circle is by deloading, like in the gym, where you either go less frequently or you lift less weights or you do less sets. You just ease off on the workload. So normally what I'll do is I'll only be in Central on Thursdays and Fridays. And apart from that, I'll go walk off in other areas, you know, off to like one of the parks, like Regent's Park, or I'll just take a walk down to a different area of London that guys don't normally day game in. And I'll be doing that, you know, like in Code Yellow, as Jabba says in his book Primal Seduction. You know, when you're walking around and you're kind of aware of the signals, but you're not actively approaching. So, you know, I could walk up and down, I could walk in Camden High Street, Primrose Hill, Regent's Park. And if I happen to see a girl I really want to approach or one who flicks me some sort of signal, I'm ready to go in and do it. Otherwise, I'm very happy to just come home without having approached at all. So that's the way I'm trying to square this circle. And before we finish, one last warning. And I did this year and I really, I don't regret doing it because it was an experiment, but I wouldn't do it again. And that's to use apps. Now, apps can really pop off during the winter. Because, you know, like I was saying, you know, the competition is less, but guys are maybe swiping more because they don't want to go outside literally into the cold. But I would really recommend not using dating apps just because of the, you know, the mental, the psychological effects. It messes with your perceptions of women. It's like looking at a softcore porn website with the fact that most people have that best picture feature activated so that it pushes their, in quotes, best pictures, basically their most, I think it's like the most swiped on pictures to the front of your deck, so you see the bikini pictures the whole time. And it just creates frustration. It just makes you like, oh, I want to fuck her, I want to fuck her, I want to fuck her. And you know how it is with online, you swipe and swipe and swipe, and then you eventually get girls who are a little bit worse looking than you are. I would much rather actually go through a 2-month period of not having sex and come back to day game and feel really horny and up for it, or else, you know, tell myself during winter I was only going to day game on Thursdays and Fridays, and apart from that, or with my mates when it's fun, when we're winging together, and not really care about things otherwise. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that podcast. I want to finish with that same statement I made at the very start, just to remind people there's no morals to this question. You can choose to hibernate or not to hibernate. I'm going to try and do a bit of a hybrid this year. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this podcast.